Gentleman's Agreement by Antonia Ridge. One long ago Christmas Eve, St. Galanek was walking through Brittany, just keeping an eye on things.
It's cold this morning. Cold enough to try the patience of a saint. Now, who could that be? Up at this hour in this desolate place. And singing, too, on such a bitter morning. Most unusual. Most unusual. Can't see him in this fog.
The regiment will never forget. Hola! Hola! The regiment will ever regret. Hola! Hola! The black roving eyes of her, soft sultry sighs of her love. Do I detect a pestilent odor of sanctity drifting through the fog? By Gehenna, yes! I smell a saint. Don't tell me, sir, that you have covered both your ears because you do not approve of my little ditty.
No, sir, I do not. I most emphatically do not.
Pity. Pity. Such a charming ballad, all about a plump and most obliging young milliner who is, rather more than a daughter to the regiment.
So I gather.
Do allow me to sing you the last verse. It's devilishly amusing. The regiment...
Sir, I have no wish whatever to listen to any verse of your sinful ballad. But you are not Perik. I thought in this fog that you must be Perik the miller from the village of Conqueret.
No, no, I am not Perik the miller. Millers have such deplorable reputations, always suspected of robbing and cheating the honest farmer when he brings in his corn to be ground. No, I can't say I'm flattered to be taken for a miller, even in a fog. La la, la la,
the fog is clearing.
La,
I can
la,
see you plainly la, now.
La la, la
who are
la,
you?
La, 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 la,
sitting there, taking your
la,
ease in this bitter
la,
weather
la, la,
under
la,
the gallows.
La, 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 la,
the gallows.
La, 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 la,
a scarlet
la,
poppy behind your pointed
la, la,
ear.
La, la, la,
a poppy in
la,
December.
La,
who are you?
Who am I? Do you know, I hate to admit it, but I'm slightly ashamed of my name. The fact is, all the best names had been snatched up by the time I, well, went into the business. Apollyon. Now there's a high-sounding name for you. Or Asmodeus. Or Abaddon. Why, even Beelzebub would have suited me better than, well, William.
No. No, it can't be. Not today, of all days.
Oh, yes, I assure you it is. The name is William. William today and every day of the week, alas.
That poppy blazing in December, those polished cloven hooves and the frost has melted where he sits. Stranger, I know you now for what you are. Vade retro, Satana! Vade, Satana!
Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. Hardly courteous, is it, trying to whisk away a poor devil in that easy manner? And after I've done my damnedest to be polite, too. I'm afraid I really must point out that this charming spot is free for all. Furthermore, I must point out that I am not His Imperial Majesty, the Prince of Darkness, but a very junior aide-de-camp. Well, an up-and-coming one, though I say so myself. For instance, His Satanic Majesty is going to be fiendishly pleased with this last little haul of mine. This beautiful, bulging sack. I'll give it a little kick. Listen!
That sack is full of souls. Poor lost souls.
Poor souls? Poor? Well, certainly not. This is my finest success so far. A choice collection, absolutely hand-picked. None of your ten-a-penny amiable young milliners in this sack, I can tell you. None of your commonplace everyday millers. Ah, no. As true as I'm sitting here gently scorching this gallows tree, in this sack I have a jewel of a Jesuit, a fat pigeon of a sister of charity, and an archbishop, a gilt-edged archbishop.
Oh, misericordia, and on Christmas Eve, too.
Precisely, on Christmas Eve. So you must forgive me if I sound a shade jubilant. This means promotion for me. Oh, my name's not William.
Listen, William, you are young and undoubtedly most able, but you have all eternity to carve your wicked way. So why not make a little bargain with me? I am Galanek, Saint Galanek. Give me those wretched souls, and you shall spend this blessed day on earth free of all the pangs of hell, free as any Christian soul.
Not so fast. Not so fast, good saint. If I agree to release these extremely valuable sinners, and I must point out that the operative word is if I agree, do I retain all my powers? Though I should, of course, give you my word to use them only in some worthy cause, to do good.
Retain all your powers only to do good. Do good?
Precisely. Only to do good. Such a change.
One should always be charitable.
Oh, how true.
But I shall, of course, have to know where you propose to spend these hours of happy respite.
No, anywhere quiet will suit me admirably. Yes. Shall we say Conquered?
Conquered? Did you say Conquered?
Yes, Conquered. It's close at hand. No distance at all.
Oh, listen, William, I think it only fair to tell you that with the exception of two good Christian souls, the whole of that wretched village is past praying for. Hell-bound sinners, every one of them. Especially Perique the Miller.
All the better. I shall feel hellishly at home.
But it won't be much of a change for you.
No, don't worry about that. It will be so restful. For though I shall stand loyally by my agreement to use my powers only to do good, you can hardly expect me to waste the golden hours getting round wearing my hoose out, playing the philanthropist. Now, can you?
No, of course not. Well, that's decided everything, I think. Now, pass me that sack of souls. For one whole day, free of all the pangs of hell, go, William, go to Conquered! Beware, indeed. Stop that ungrateful howling. Stop it immediately. Beware of what, I'd like to know. I fancy I have the better of this little bargain. Oh, heaven above knows you little deserve my intervention. A Jesuit of all people. A sister of charity and an archbishop. All taken in, duped by a handsome young fiend by the name of William. Yet I must admit, now I think of it, I do not relish the green light that flashed for a moment in William's black eyes when he suggested Conquered. Yet what harm can he do in Conquered? What harm could the archfiend himself do in that black sink of iniquity? As for those two devout souls, what are their names? Ah, yes, Eve, the herbalist, and the widow Labisse. Why, all paradise declares their piety to be well-nigh impregnable. Braced as it is with gratitude to heaven that they are not as their neighbours. All the same, it may be as well to take intelligent, but of course honourable, precautions. Angel! Ho there, great Michael!
Ah, good St. Galonic. And in a hurry, as usual, I see.
Yes, great angel. I must ask you to hand this sack to the recording angel with my respectful compliments. And I must have a word with two of the heavenly hosts, two of your guardian angels, immediately as once.
Two guardian angels? But that is not so easily arranged. I am afraid they are all at their posts by now. I need not tell you, dear saint, that no guardian angel these days dares rest on his wings.
Then who is that?
Ah, yes, two of our very happiest angels. The only two, alas, who have the leisure for celestial harmony.
Tell me, great angel, would one of them by any chance be the guardian of old Eve, the herbalist of Conquered?
Why, yes.
And the other, would he be attached to the widow Labisse, also of Conquered? If so, I must speak to them at once, both of them. Great angel, I implore you, waste no time, but send them to speak with me immediately.
Of course, good saint, of course.
Laudate Dominum. Alleluia, alleluia.
Ah, so there you are, the two musicians. the two carefree angels.
Yes, great saint. I am the happy guardian angel of Pious Eve, the herbalist of Conquered. Deo gratia.
And I, great saint, am the equally happy guardian of the good widow Labise, also of Conquered. Alleluia.
Not a line on your smooth faces. Not a feather out of place. It is to be hoped that your sinecure on earth has not played the devil with your powers of persuasion.
Oh, no, great saint, of course not.
Definitely not, I assure you, great saint.
Good. Now, listen to me. A moment ago, to avoid a scandal in the very highest circles, I made a gentleman's agreement. Yes, yes, a gentleman's agreement with a young fiend. A very able young fiend by the name of William.
William?
In return for his latest haul, the souls of three most distinguished sinners, I have agreed to allow him to spend this whole day free of all the pangs of hell, free to wander where he likes in Conquered.
Conquered?
In Conquered. And in full possession of all his powers.
A fiend?
In Conquered?
In full possession?
Of all his powers?
But only to do good.
Deo gratias.
Yes. But the wide road to hell is paved with good intentions. I must therefore request you to fly to Conquered without delay and see to it that he spends a blameless and most unprofitable day. And I cannot urge you too strongly to be on your guard. William is no ordinary fiend. By the way, you will recognize him at once. He wears a poppy behind his right ear.
The dear old saint is positively apprehensive. So anxious and so unnecessary. How little he knows the widow Labise. Worthy, pious Mary Labise.
But we must humor him, of course. Come, dear angel, let us spread our wings. Away, then, away to Conquered! Mark it, they. Eve will surely be here with his herbs. But where is he? Where is he?
There.
What?
Under the plane tree.
Oh.
Look. Look. Over there.
Talking to a dark stranger with a poppy behind his pointed ear. Oh. A scarlet poppy in December. No, Sir Marlowe. Quick, quick.
It grieves me to the very heart to see you so unappreciated, my good Eve. So sad, so very sad, when one considers the time, the care you lavish on all your excellent remedies.
Yes, indeed, kind sir. My cures for coughs, corns, chilblains, and the consumption are as sound and good as ever they were. But my old voice, alas, is the worse for wear. So trade is bad, very bad. However, I have only myself to keep. My poor wife is dead and gone these 20 years. God rest her soul.
Amen, amen to that. But listen, Eve, it is shameful, absolutely shameful, that so skilled, so honest a herbalist should be so little appreciated. I would like to help you, Eve.
Oh, sir.
Look here.
Holy Mother of God. 3 lozenges that shine like the morning star.
As well they might. But take one, Eve. Take one, and then cry your wares, and see how your sails will soar.
Oh, but sir, I must think of my immortal soul. If this be witchcraft, sorcery...
Take one, Eve, take one. It will do you good.
If you are sure, sir.
Sure? His Grace, the late Archbishop, was never without one.
Then, thank you, sir. I will.
Come, come, bye, bye. Buy my cures, my honest cures for all your ills. Made from herbs, the sweet kind herbs that bloom on the hills, the sharp, bitter herbs that hide in the ditches. Come, buy, buy. Why suffer from chills? Why endure painful ills? Buy my cures, my fine cures, my sweet, blessed cures. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, madam. Your change, sir.
Why wait for corns? For that graveyard cough? Why wait for the consumption to waste?
He has sold all his cures. He's going back to his cottage to fetch still more. And did you see that strange, unfamiliar light in his eyes?
Where is William? I cannot see him. I have an uneasy feeling that he has fled to do another good deed. And this time to the pious soul in my charge. Brother, let us both prepare to give battle.
Deus in agitorium meum intendere.
Domine ad adjuvandum me festina.
What a morning. Sold out. All this money, this good money. But I must hurry. They're out there on the marketplace waiting to buy my cures. When I think how they hung on my fine, shining words, why I could sell them anything, anything. I could do as I liked with them. So I'll charge them twice. No, 10 times the price. They'll pay what I ask.
Eve, beware.
Who are you?
I am your guardian angel, Eve.
My guardian angel?
Eve, I have come to bid you beware of eloquence. It mounts to the head, treacherous, insidious, black as hell.
It sells my wares. It is a gift from heaven itself. It is wonderful, I tell you. I have those simpletons out there in the palm of my hand.
Eve, such arrogance is sinful.
Sinful? All my life I have been humble, pious. And what has it done for me? And for that matter, what have you ever done for me, save stand by, approving as I half-starved in my piety?
But Eve, think of your immortal soul.
And now, for the first time in all my poor, bleak little life, I feel this power within me, leaping and surging. I tell you, I see visions. I shall be a leader. Yes, I, poor Eve, the herbalist, I shall be a leader of men. No. Riches, power, glory, oh. I shall have them all. All!
Eve!
Dear Madame Labise, I'm afraid I have heavy news for you. Sister Desiree of the Angels is no more.
Dead!
She was your foster sister, I believe.
Oh, yes, sir. I can see her now, the day she took her vows. She made the loveliest, the very sweetest sister of charity. As slender as a lily for all her thick serge robes.
Ah, me, where are the lilies of yesteryear? I fear your dear sister put on quite a little weight during her last few years in this vale of tears. Sick transit. But I must tell you the object of my visit.
Oh.
It is to hand you something your late sister valued most highly.
Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, how good of you, sir.
Look, this.
That wooden platter?
Oh, madame, this platter is no ordinary dish. Oh. When next you sit down to your frugal repast, I suggest you give it the place of honor on your table. Then mention aloud any delicacy you fancy, and I promise you on the word of a gentleman that it will appear forthwith.
Oh, Seigneur Dieu.
But why not try it, madame? Just mention some tasty morsel, anything you like.
Well, sir, I dearly love a nice calf's head.
Voila!
Oh, no. That platter must be bewitched.
Oh, come, madame. I must remind you that this platter was valued most highly by your dear departed foster sister. She knew how to make full use of it. And so must you.
Sir, oh, this is good of you. So very good.
Oh, not at all. Now, take your time and don't be afraid. Expense no object whatever. Just order anything you fancy. But I'm afraid I must go now. Au revoir, madame. Et bon appétit.
Miserere, miserere. There she sits, and there before her steams a calf's head, a roast goose, a rabbit pie, a crisp green salad shining with oil, a loaf of white bread, a great dish of butter, and yes, a cabbage leaf heaped high with wild strawberries. Wild strawberries in December! There she sits, knife and fork poised, ready, meditating on some vintage bottle to swill down her satanic banquet. Marie.
A good dry
Marie Labise. Listen to me, Marie Labise. Marie Labise. You cannot see me, but I am here by your side. Your guardian angel, Marie-Louise. Your guardian angel. Marie-Louise, pray with me. Pray for courage, for mighty, valorous courage to drown the invitation to gluttony now rising in this accursed perfumed smoke and filling all your humble home
gluttony?
With...
Gluttony? Gluttony? What a word to throw at me. I, who have always lived on what others would throw away. Gluttony, indeed. Why, this is the very first time I have ever sat down to such a meal, and have I not deserved it? All these years of scraping and saving so as to give regularly to every good cause.
Yes, yes,
and now,
but,
for once I have an innocent chance to be merry, to enjoy a good
in
meal.
In corso
I, who never
et demonio meridiano.
Midnight at last.
William! William!
Here, Galanek, here. In my favourite spot, under the gallows.
Ah, yes, so you are. Well, have you had a good day?
So-so. Bought to the hooves, I'm afraid. Well, I paid a couple of calls. No, strictly in the best interests of the parties concerned, as per our gentleman's agreement. Curse me! What is that?
A procession of children, at this time of night, led by the widow Labise carrying a large wooden platter.
Dark, handsome one with the poppy behind his ear. He is your dear benefactor. Oh, sir, this wooden platter must indeed have belonged to a blessed saint, for in one short day it has provided a most wonderful Christmas dinner for all these dear orphans, and enough flour, beans, and salted pork to last them through the winter. God bless you, sir.
Thank you. A pleasure, I assure you. A pleasure.
Come now, children.
Well, say it, dear saint. Say it.
Poor William. How green you look. But do you hear what I now hear, or am I dreaming? All the people of Concord, all of them, led by old Eve the herbalist...
Oh, sir, sir, this is wonderful. That holy lozenge you gave me did all you claimed and far, far more. With my blessed new eloquence, I have awakened the conscience of all my neighbors. They were lost, sir, lost in black, sinful heresy. But now, sir, look, I lead them all to be shrived of their sins by his grace, our new archbishop. Blessings on your head, sir. You have saved all conquering.
Did you see who that was? Walking there behind the others? Did you see who it was?
I did. I did. Perique the miller. Curse him, the traitor. The abominable traitor.
Perique the miller, the most unblushing sinner in all France, now beating his breast on his way to be shrived.
What? No tittering. No smacking of saintly lips. No gloating. Pray do not stifle your feelings. Laugh, Saint, laugh. Ah, yes, I understand. After all, it was a gentleman's agreement. Ah, well, I must be off and face the music. However, tomorrow is another day. Farewell, Saint. I hate to be discourteous, but may we never meet again. Farewell.
Laudate, laudate.
Dear Saint Galonek,
we are here. So I see.
Yes, great saint, and all is well. But oh, what a day.
What a battle.
But I won. I saved pious, trusting Eve. And now he, yes, he has saved all conquerors.
So I understand.
And I, great saint, plucked most mightily at the conscience of the widow Labise. And I won. I won.
Laudate! 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 Laudate!
Well, may you croak, Laudate. You look a sorry pair. Drooping there, feathers bedraggled, faces grey, streaked with sweat. Oh, well, let this be a lesson to you. This should teach you to keep on the wing.
Great
sake! No. You'll get no warm words of praise from me for simply doing your duty, your plain duty. And pray keep in mind that tomorrow is another day. And Christmas Day at that. So back to your posts now. Farewell.
Farewell.
Poor William. Poor William.
Gentleman's Agreement was written by Antonia Ridge. Edward Kelsey played St. Galanek, with Michael Kilgariff and Brian Hewlett as the two angels, and Gordon Gardner as William. The music was composed by John Baker. Production was by Bridget Marrow.